والله رخم الشغل رخم to all the members of the VAD from the far though there's a distance in space physically but while the believe we're together and one of the ikaways to Mishaber is through Torah and Avoida so that's a Delilah in the beginning of this morning in Mishaber through Torah and Avoida from the far so like we do with always the first VAD, we always introduce the topic of the VAD. And this man, already before the whole nice with Corona, had a mind to do this Nasi of Atochen. It's something for many, many years we wanted to do. But I held that it's something Mesuyim, Menegeh B'Avreichem, or Kaponim Avreichem, when it's in a different Tzugi B'Tochen B'Bachem. And only now, since we slipped the Bachem from the Avreichem, this allowed the opportunity to work in the Tzugi B'Tochen. As Hashem is talking with before Corona and Kol Shekein, it's extremely apropos in the matzah of Corona for us Taka to build and work on the Indian from B'tachem. Now I hate to disappoint some of the Olam. I know some people are expecting a fiery shmooze with talking specifically Lagabi Corona, but that's our mahalach, and that's what's a little bit meyuchad about our vad. People who's the bnei vad who are willing to work on things slowly. And realize that if you really want to make a kinyan on something, you have to build. It's a mahalach, develop something. And sigi b'tochen, avada, it's a bazillion to b'tochen to think that it could happen in one time. It's something, it's a kinyan oilam, it's a mamash, a kinyan nitzchi. And avada, we're going to get to the kudas and kunuz corona. We could use corona as to propel our avada and b'tochen. We could use this for digmoyas, and avada will get to it. But avada, we're going to go kaseida like we always try to build the sugi from the beginning. And tonight we're going to try to see the place B'tochen has in Avodas Hashem B'cholius and how wichtig it is and how important it is. Well, so let's start. B'tochen is something central, something in Amud of Torah. So that's very famous. There's a few lines from the Goyim Mishlei, Perchav Beis, Yutes. He says that that was one place that says that was the Matar of Kol HaTorah Kulo, Hoshen of the Goyim. The general outline of all the mitzvahs. It's the matara of Kol HaTorah Kulo. In another place, the Mishlei says, going the Mishlei says, everyone knows the mitzvahs, the minyan of mitzvahs, the number of mitzvahs is tayag. But however, he nechlonim b'achas, k'mo yishakosef, things are more makas, tafchof dalet, ubo havakuk v'amidim b'achas. The Gemara says that the Nevi'im, they try to be minded, asher yisoy to kol HaTorah Kulo, and it says, bo havakuk v'amidim b'achas, v'hi habitochoin, k'mo yishanemar. Zok the Goyim, the Pasuk, that b'chak beings is v'tzadik b'emunosa yichya. So the Masha already is makas over there. That emuna be'etzem is the source of kol tarik mitzvahs. Be'etzem tarik mitzvahs are an expression be'etzem of emuna. Emuna is the side to come to kol tarik mitzvahs. The goyim clearly learned that we're not talking about jantak emuna. We're talking about bitochen. The goyim learned sadik b'monos yichye bitochen is the chiyus living al pi emuna is bitochen. We'll see b'emshech a little bit more what that means. But right away we have from the goyim we talk about the chashivas and the mokim the place. Where what's the place of B'tochen? B'tochen, the Goyim over here is telling us it's the goal of Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's a certain way the hearts of Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's the hearts of all Tayag. So this is the first Nekuda. We want to see how Choshev B'tochen is. Now, not only is B'tochen, but from Kloli, the Matar of Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's the Tzura of Kol HaTorah Kulo. But specifically, B'negeah, to those who are Oisik in Torah, those B'nai Levi, B'nai Torah, B'nai Yungalite, and anyone wants to be Oisik in Torah, Torah is extremely a davar nitzrach, dafka, for Torah. That's why it's taka, very matim, it's very shtim taka to the tkufa that we're in, we're being meichin for Kabbalah HaTorah. I hope they'll remember that. Everyone's so caught in Corona, they remember we're counting through Sfiras Omer, we're getting ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. And Be'etzim, Bitochain is something that's wichtig. It's necessity, it's ma'akev. If anybody who wants to be Holeim and HaTorah, anyone who wants to be Terosim and Asim, there are many sources to this. Duchovas Lavovas, he writes, in Sefer Chalavovas, When he starts every shahr, he explains the order. There's a certain seder. It's not just time, happenstance, he puts it. Shahr B'tochen comes, the famous Shahr B'tochen, which is Agav, big, if everyone has to have Shahr B'tochen, Shahr B'tochen. It's a good idea to learn Shahr B'tochen alongside when we're Oisik in the Sugis of B'tochen over here. Kapanim, the Chavis Lavova starts off and he says, why did he put Shahr B'tochen after Shahr Avodas Elokim? I'm going to quote the Lashon of Chavis Lavova. Mifnei Shekodem Amareinu B'chiev Kabolas Avodas Elokim Re'isi Lahavi Achrov. Listen to the Lashon of Chavis Lavova. Mashu Tzorech Yoyser Mikol Hadvorim La'oivin Elokim Yizborach. There's nothing more necessary, there's no greater prerequisite for a person to be matzliach and avoid the Hashem, who are bitochen Allah b'chol d'vara. Chavzov is going to go on to say bitochen gives you tremendous benefits. Talk about that tonight, later also. But more than anything you needed, it's a prerequisite. It's not possible to be oivet Hashem b'shleimus, to be loim b'torah, someone who's oivet b'torah, a young man for sure, anyone who wants to have a kviyas torah, b'kviyas, Without betochen. Betochen is what allows that. A few more makaris, many makarises. The bar says, the Maran Shabbos says, "Loinitnu Torah ela loich le'amon." The Torah was given dafka toich le'amon kenira, the mon, which was a developing session of betochen. Maybe we'll see b'hemshach avadim. It was a prerequisite to get Torah. Torah can't be given to regular people. Kenira, Torah, Lima Torah, Befrat, Bechlal Chayi Torah, Chayi Alocha, in many times comes into conflict with Darkei Olam. Many times the way the world is run, quote unquote, Ba'ilam Ateva, there's a lot of conflict and there's a lot of friction between the two. Someone who doesn't have Betochen, his Pashit doesn't start. The whole ability to throw yourself off, to throw yourself into Torah and to really, in a certain way, sacrifice what everyone else is doing. Sacrifice that I'm going to do for Diktak Aloha, Valima Torah. It starts and ends with the Midah B'tochen. And this is another source. This is Avada Marum is in the famous Lashon, the Rambam, at the end of Shvil B'chuch Shmita V'yevo, when the Rambam talks about Sheva Levi, V'lei Sheva Levi B'vad, Al Kol Echad. Anyone who wants to decide that he's a Chelik of Sheva Levi, anyone who wants to immerse himself into the Mahalach of Sheva Levi, and the famous Lashon Rambam is, and he is Hoylech Yosher, Kemosh Yisrael, Lekim, Hoylech Yosher, V'porik Mi'al Savorei Ol Cheshboinei Sarabim. The Rambam says that's a definition. That's a definition of being part of Sheva Levi, is in not making the Cheshboinei Sarabim, the Cheshboinei that we're caught in the regular Mahalach of the Welt. That's only possible, that's only enabled by Yidei B'tochen. Without B'tochen, it's impossible to be Meichin for Gavol Sater. We have to have a sepsashaychis. We don't have mon. We have corona. We don't have mon. But we have to get a shaychis to betochen. We have to give a shaychis to this betochen if we want to have an emissarial kabbalist altar. An emissarial kabbalist altar. This is the second akuda, and we're talking about how central and how important betochen is for us. The third akuda. A third akuda and how important betochen was. I've been dealing with Ingalayit already for a while, specifically when I was in the Chabur and Shalmi Simcha, but for many, many years. And I was burning within me to give the Vada and the Betochen. I could say, Kamat, there's nothing that's more necessary for a young man to be a Rosh Mishpacha, for him to be the anchor, right? That's father. He's the father, even wife is reliant on him. He has to be the anchor, he has to be the Rosh Mishpacha, he has to carry the house under all circumstances. He has to be a high-functioning father, at the same time a husband, a father, and he has his own spec, he has his own thing. He's learning, or some people are working. He has to be functioning, and he has to be the anchor for everyone. And time again, do I see how much we're missing in Bitachin. How much we're missing in Bitachin. What allows a person to be a functioning person, a person to be the yisoy, to be the foundation upon which the whole house runs and the whole family runs? The stress, the pressures, the challenges in life don't stop. Forget about difficult times. Difficult times, zikr, we're going to get into avada, be'ez tzara, avada, and every house has ez tzara. Zikr, you need a betochen. But I'm talking about day-to-day life, when there's pressures. What allows a person to keep his calm, to keep on functioning in a calm way? Aleph, to keep on functioning, Beis, to have the Yishuv Adas, to have the posure, to make the proper decisions and not get knocked off by everything that's wrong. One thing allows bitachin. Bitachin is what allows a person to be an anchor, allows a person to stay steady, to stay secure, to stay steadfast among all situations. And time and time and time again have I seen how the husband, and the mother also, the wife, they're missing so much bitachin. And they get flustered, and they're beside themselves, and they many times give up what they're doing, give up their dedication to Torah. And many times it comes out on the kids, it comes out on the husband, it comes out on the wife. But the tzad hashavi is, they're not by zich. They don't keep their posture, they don't keep their calm. They don't keep the calm under the simplest amount of pressures. Every day there could be pressures. Every day there could be so many simple things. You have 3 or 4 kids. It's not possible that there's so many different decisions to make, different things. Nothing runs straight. We'll talk about the Rebbeinu Tam. Call the world Nevei Atlois. It's the world of mishaps. It's the world of mishaps constantly. That's our world, a regular day. A day. It's more common that a day runs with mishaps, with a bunch of mishaps, and everything runs glatt. It doesn't start. I see, you know, the push doesn't start. They don't push it half to this level of talking. So when things go off, so they're off that day. They're off a half of a day. So either it comes off on the Seder, it comes off on their, you know, their business partner, it comes up on their husband, it comes on the wife, it comes on something, and then it's the galdoch. Where's the bitachin? Where's that koyach, the backbone, what's supposed to be the backbone of your life? It's a koyach of bitachin. This is a necessity, an emissive prerequisite for someone who wants to be a Rosh Mishpacha and Av. Oh, let's go a little bit Shav Sheni tonight. Not only is this a prerequisite, a tremendous requirement for anyone who wants to be a Rosh Mishpacha, everyone wants to be an anchor, he wants to be a foundation, he wants to be a soid, he wants to be the soid that Allah is nivna abayis. But also, the opportunity to work on bitachin is specifically allowed for when a person enters the life of being becoming a young man, gets married and starts raising a family, has the challenges of parnasa and making decisions, big decisions of life, where to live, how to live, to move back to Israel, not move back to America, stay in Israel, when to go to work, when to not to go to work, change yeshivas, not. Send the kids to which school? To that school, not to that school. Eventually, making simchas, marrying off children. The field to work on bitachin specifically is opened up for Ingeman. And this I want to explain, I want to try to nail the Magadar a little bit. What is bitachin? Start tonight a little bit. What is the Hagdar bitachin? Now, there's a tremendous bilbul. The name Emunah and bitachin, the words Emunah and bitachin, many times are mentioned in tandem. And sometimes even the Shloi B'diktik, B'tochen is called Emuna, and Emuna is called B'tochen. But Be'emes, it's very clear that there's a chiluk between Emuna and B'tochen. That's all on a Shtelavek tonight, and this is very chashuv. We start an approach to see how we have to work on B'tochen. Yeah. There's a very sadistic Agdor of Shtei Shtai, Tchilas Advam, and Ramban. Ramban has a sefer Emuna B'tochen, which is one of the Miuchas to the Ramban. And the Kuk, the Kuk is Ramban, the second chiluk, they bring this sefer Emuna B'tochen. And Ramban stills avek the relationship between Emunah and Bitachin. Talk to Ramban like this. Emunah and Bitachin im shneim yonim. She'echad tzorech chavir ve'in chavir tzorech lo. The two, first of all, stills avek this thing, the two separate things. One needs the other, and the other one doesn't need the second one. Ramban says, B'salvayit ha'zokteh like this. Kol ha'boiteach yikari maimin. Achloi kol ha'maimin yikari biteach. He's Magala. Every maimin, every boiteach, I'm sorry, has to be a maimon, has to previously be a maimon. But not necessarily is every maimon, does that guarantee the boiteach. You could be a maimon without being boiteach. Why? And here he says, the yachas. Ki ha'emuna kemoi ha'ilon, v'abitochen kemoi ha'pri. Emuna is the tree, it's the root, it's the tree from which that grows the boiteachin. The fruits that come from the tree is the boiteachin. V'apri lo'ois ha'ilon, everyone knows you can't have an apple without an apple tree. Yeah? Oh, but you could have a tree without apples. Not necessarily the apples are going to grow. Yeah. Emuna is the tree. Emuna is the tree from which sprouts can sprout bitachin, but not necessarily the bitachin. You can't have bitachin without emuna, but you could have emuna without bitachin. The Chazon Ish, and it's same for emuna bitachin, Perek Beis, which talks about bitachin, the way he's magdar it, the way he says it is like this. Chazon Ish. Here's a Zagdora. Sagt der Rambam, das Chazon Ish. Emuna is, has the status of halacha. You can learn Shulchan Aruch. But it doesn't mean you're mekayim the halacha. Bitochen is the kiyum lemaisa of Emuna. This is what the Ramban means, very similar to Ramban, that Emuna is the Ilon, and Bitochen is the Pri. So this is a Meri Dekagili, which is very chashuv. Everyone in Klal Yisrael Be'etzem is Maminim. We're Banin and Bein Maminim. We were Yerush Emuna. We all stood by Har Sinai. We stood by Har Sinai in a certain Bechina. We're Maminim B'nei Maminim. Oh, but not necessarily is everyone in Klal Yisrael Boit Chin Boi. Bitochin is something that has to be developed, it has to be grown like a pre. It has to be nurtured and grown like a pre. Let's explain a little bit. What does it mean? What does it mean? A little bit, let's start. What does it mean that Amuna is that Amuna is the limud, the halacha, and the bitochin is the lemaisa. The Amuna is the ilan in the words of Ramban, and bitochin is the pre. Amuna is the very belief in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his ability, in the fact that he's Mashkiach. Bitochin is Mekayim Dat Lemaisa, is what the Goyim said before, it's a Tzadik B'Manasi Yichyeh, living Al Pi Emunah. What does that mean? Let's say a person is faced with a challenging situation in life which seems to be contradictory to Emunah. Is he a Maimon? Of course he's a Maimon. Is he going to live Al Pi his Emunah? There's something right now that's so everything he knows about Emunah. Is he going to live lemaisa yedei that emuna? This is where bitachon comes in. Of course, I believe there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of a competitor, just opened up down the block for me. Am I going to be calm? Am I not going to take nekama? That's one level, not taking nekama. And then, am I going to be calm in the home? When I going to be calm? Am I going to be all anxious when I come home and get upset at my wife and get upset at my kids? How can I be calm? How can I be calm? What do you mean? My whole parnosis is at risk. My whole parnosis is at risk. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know it's Kadosh Baruch Hu. But is he running my life right now? There's something that feels like my life is going down the tubes. Is he running my life? This is where Bitachon comes in. You have something. You face a difficulty. Chas v'shalom. You come home from an ultrasound. I have somebody laying in the light. And again, that's just good news. You don't know. What's going to be? Am I going to be able to learn with calmness? Am I going to daven with calmness? Is my wife going to be able to do everything she needs to do, function like a mother to the other kids, be a proper person? She's ahead of the neshay. Is she going to be able to do the neshay tomorrow night? Can I fear ois the emuna lemaisa? This is a new sugya. This is a totally new sugya. And many people find out that they're not boitchim b'chlal. Like the Chazon Ish says, many people lost in Chazon Ish. Many people, they chirp, bitachin. They said, maminim, when it comes down the mice, the bitachin is not there. And it's not their fault. And it's not their fault because they grew up in maminim and they think it's automatically that they're bitachin. They think that emuna equals bitachin, but they don't realize bitachin has to be developed. Bitachin is b'chlal not mukhrich that you're a maimin. Every yavada you're a maimin. But where's the bitachin? Bitachin is something that's developed just like you have to nurture a pri. You have to know how to grow a pri on a tree. Without that, it's not going to grow. Without that, it's not going to grow. This is a tremendous yisoid, and this is the setup for what we want to work on. This is what we want to work on this month. We want to develop our bitachon. Bitachon is like a muscle. It's like a muscle. If you don't develop it, it's not going to come. You can have as much emunah as you want, but if you don't develop it, you're not going to have bitachon, and you're going to be missing this such important koyach. This such important tovah chashuv, like we saw. Mataras kala Torah kula. It's the only way a person could be oisik b'torah lemaisa. That's what allows a person to be oisik b'torah b'shalva, and so it allows a person to be a rosh mishpacha, an av. He has to be a soid, a nishan, a mission that everyone else could rely on. This something that has to be built, that has to be developed. And the Meir deGazar, you see, in this split up, the emunah b'tochen, it starts in the beginning from the creation of Klal Yisrael. Everyone knows, famous Ramban, Soiv Boy, that the Beis Medrash of Amuna, where was Amuna planted in the existence of Klal Yisrael? Where was Amuna planted in the DNA of Klal Yisrael that it was in Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Ramban, Soiv Pashas Boy, is Marach, that's why we have so many mitzvahs, Eichel, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Soiv of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's where we drew Amunah from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed all the Yisaydis of Amunah. But we find something very interesting. We find that Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim itself was split into two shlavim, two stages. We first had Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the Esamakas, Parichas Daila, they went out of Mitzrayim. And the second shlav was actually Kriyas Yamsuf. As I state in Yerushalmi, that Kriyas Yamsuf was not finished until, that Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, was not finished until Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why Klal Yisrael Yerushalmi asks, Rabbi Psochim, why did Klal Yisrael not say Shira right when the end of Mitzrayim Zok to Yerushalmi? Because it didn't finish. It wasn't Gemar Gvulot, like the Karban Edom, Pnei Moshe say over there. The Gemar Geula, the Gemar Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was only in Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was the finishing stage of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And that's what we have. On the Yom Tov Shal Pesach, we have Yom Rishon Shal Pesach and Shvi'i Shal Pesach. Shvi'i Shal Pesach is not a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmei, not like Shmini Atzeres. It's the Gemar of Pesach. It's the Gemar of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. There are many, many different aspects that this is true. L'inyanenu, we would like to suggest that this is true l'gabe shtelling avek yisayit of Emunah in Klal Yisrael. Emunah was implanted in Klal Yisrael, but where was the meat of B'tochen implanted in Klal Yisrael? Emunah was implanted in Klal Yisrael in the Eser Makas. B'tochen was not yet implanted in Klal Yisrael. B'tochen wasn't until Kriyas Yamsuf. In the Makas, Klal Yisrael stood there and watched. They stood there and watched. They experienced Emunah. They experienced the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants and no one could harm you. Did they have to act on that Emunah in a way that there was a contradictory, that it seemed to be like a fear, oh, you say, nah, something to say to the Emunah? No, they didn't. That didn't happen to Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kriyas Yamsuf, that's where Neschadish B'tochen. In Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael had to run with their entire families. They all had to go run into the Yam. They had to commit a virtual suicide. Al-Pi Dvar Hashem. Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael. I'm going to come back and talk about this more. But Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael was an act of B'tochen. This was an act of B'tochen. This was a Kiyam L'maisa. This was growing the Pri, developing the Pri. This was taking the Emunah and bringing it out L'smaisa V'al Tzadik B'munose Yichyeh. This idea is Mufurish Kemat in Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, which we'll also come back to. Rabbeinu Yoina, there's a Talmid of Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas, and the Gemara in Davdal and Beis. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, called Asayim Ezel Ben Eilam Abok, Asayim Egula, the Asayim Egula L'Tvila. And Rabbeinu Yoina asks, what's the grace of Zach for being Asayim Egula L'Tvila? You get Ben Eilam Abok, such a simple thing. He has two pshatim. So the second pshat. And the second pshat, Dr. Ben Yaina, the pshat is, Oida Memoiri, Tamache, Ishame Maske Gulens Nesmaim is Palabiyad, who marish Beiteach Bashem Betfila. Tfila is an act of B'tochen. We'll see this many times. We'll see this, that Tfila is an act of B'tochen. Tfila is one of the ikka ways to develop that muscle. It's called B'tochen. Tfila, Dr. Goyen, is, I'm sorry, Dr. Ben Yaina, is an act of B'tochen. Kibin Shemavakish Mimenu Tzrochav. So what does it have to do with, what does tefillah have to do with gula? Because gula also was all about b'tochen. Zok ter. Shisrol yisrol anisim v'floy shayisei mayam bari botchu bai. Where botchu bai? You might think it was in the Esamakas. Firtoy sabin in a name. It was in Kranj Kriyas Yamsuf. Alza nema v'yay yisrol zilagdeil asher osa Hashem Mitzrayim v'yur ames Hashem v'yaminu ba'Hashem. Which he's talking about in the Yamsuf. Just like Aviseinu, Shianai said, "Kemoi shani Yisro, b'vur Shabbat kuvay." Mufnezem masker oisa agula mispalu miyad fiyateroiz va'bitochunu ikir hayira v'hemuna lefikach zeich b'sibasa ilchayil mabon. So you're bringing in all the Yisoidus we spoke about. First of all, the idea that B'tochen is something different than Emunah. He says B'tochen is Iker Yir and Emunah. Like the Ramban and the Chazon Ish, it comes from Yir and Emunah. And B'tochen, Tfilah is B'tochen, and it's a Hemshech of the Gula, the Chelek of Kriyas Yamsuf. So first, Rabbeinu Yehuda, when he had to find an Akuda B'tochen, he would jump to Kriyas Yamsuf. But Yagisol Tzidak Doi would jump to Kriyas Yamsuf. And he didn't say, he sees this time, this Yisoy, Kaponim, this Ashlamat, this Yisoy that we're saying. That there are two, you know, Shtalavek, that there are two separate things and each one is chilek shem b'fnei atzmoi. If you're maimin, you lav davka b'teach. B'teach is a totally different thing. A b'teach is a totally different thing that we have to be developed. That has to be developed. It has to be developed, and in the DNA of Klal Yisrael, it was shtel devek as a separate chilek of the avodah v'emuna. There's emuna and there's b'teachin. In tefillah, we say every day, three times a day, and the bracha al tzaddikim, we say, and saying tzachar toiv l'chol aboitchem b'shimcha b'emes v'simchol keinu imoyim, we ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu shesimchol keinu imoyim with these tzaddikim aboitchem b'shimcha b'emes kivchol v'tochnu, and nevoish kivchol v'tochnu. Someone was asking me. Very strange. We're asking to be a maimon. We're asking for a muna. And either you believe or you don't believe. We're asking for some chokeinu imam. Do you believe or don't you believe? It's possible to ask. To ask to be a maimon. Here's Lodom. It's a kasha. It's a kasha. But I suggested that in the Hanami, we're not talking about a muna here. We're talking about betochen. It's tafka tafka talking about betochen. It's taika betochen. And betochen, that has to, something has to be developed. The betochen is not something that exists already. Betochen is an ongoing life growth. Constantly a growth. And we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, constantly to grow more in our bitachon. Because there's never ending leaps and bounds to grow and how much your pri could grow, how much you could grow your pri, how much you're healing. And a chanami, it could be we're going to have to be mechayer amuna. It could be we have to grow in our amuna that will allow our bitachon to grow. Rather, there's a feed off a relationship, there's a give and take relationship between amuna and bitachon. But bitachon is another zach. And this is Bezos Hashem, what we're going to work on this man. I want to fear Rice, which will be one more man. Welcome, Blaise and Chloe. In the beginning of the Vad, I spoke about, it's always, we always try to win our appetite, but this figure that we're going to work on, and see how important it is, how central it is, how necessary, how imperative it is, integral. When I mentioned B'Torah Sechiv, B'Etzim, one of the biggest things, the biggest drives, the greatest ways to win our appetite is to realize that B'Torah is that portion of a gift. Tochen, more than anything, besides being so important and an obligation and necessity to run a house, to learn Torah, a Torah of Torah, Tochen, more than anything, is the greatest gift in life. And I want to read over a shtickle from the Biskarov. Biskarov al HaTorah and Sefer himself. Who knows every word is Meduyik. He doesn't say Stam Verlich. He only wrote what he held was Mamas Emer Shalmita Shal Torah. He's coming to say Pshad in the Pasuk, which we'll probably come back to. Pasuk and Tillim, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak Yanetzi Bechav, Kaveh El Hashem. And everyone tries to understand what the Pasuk is talking about. At the beginning of the Pasuk says, Kaveh El Hashem, place your hope in Hashem. And then it says, Vaitach, Chazak Yanetzi Bechav, El Hashem, Nochemol, Chazak Yanetzi, what do you mean? He was already Kaveh El Hashem. What's Chazak Yanetzi Bechav, El Hashem? What's the Kfeilus? So I'm going to read for you the Viskarov. Maybe they can read this Seif Lashon. He gives a marshal, it's a Richos, but maybe then the Seif Lashon says like this. Kineb Chavis Alavavis Beshar Betochen. Agav. He Christ takes to his school. People say they don't learn Musa. He learned the Shalach. He learned the Shalach. He learned. He learned. Today he's Masamsei, Masakim, the whole Shari. Kineh Chavis Lovav the Shalach B'Tochin Mazbir V'Hoylech. Shemidas Abitochin Yaseiro Be'erko Al Kol Ma Sheyesh Boilem Azeh. The value of Midas B'Tochin is greater than any gift we could have in Olam Azeh. Kigoin Sodois Ubotim Bekromim. Any assets, any type of assets, any business deal, v'chol ashir shabayim, a multi-million dollar business, billion-dollar business. The gami bala alchemy, the chemist, shabiyodei lape kol mini matchis lezov, shekol elu yesh lem pachan mini odom. Everyone else is not guaranteed. Meganovim v'listin. V'ilu abal betochen yesh li tomin menucha shleim avein li daiga mishun dvorov, mishun dover ayin shom dvorov, ayin shom in the chavizor shabit tochen, look at all shabit tochen, this girl. Boyfin, B'tochen is more valuable than any Ashiras that exists in the world. A person has B'tochen. What's the schar for B'tochen? What's the schar does a person have for a pool of B'tochen? Eich noimar, Shashem yishalem loy bad midas B'tochenoi, dober shu pochus b'mal B'tochen. Zok b'zgov anocha. Schar always has to be greater than the pool that you did. The schar that you receive has to be greater than the zach that you did. So what type of schar can a Kadosh Baruch Hu pay a person for a mile and a midah betochen? Ela ma'ahem atashlumim ayoyseh gedoylim sheyichoylim ahasig edi midah betochen? What could be? What's the tashlumim? What's the payment? What's the word? The teretz is,
Hu shakadosh baruch hu yischazek v'yameitz levavoy v'yiske levitochay noidiyoyse gadol v'yoidiyoyse mosher.
Zok there, the Teretz is a greater level of mitochin. V'heining divri akosov kavei al Hashem chazek v'yameitz libecho v'kavei al Hashem. Shebeschus habitochin yiske levitochay noidiyoyse gadol v'zehu schoroy v'doik.
I don't think I have to add on any more than this. Dvorim esukim ad v'moid. Miskarov is saying, the Pasuk is telling you what the schar is. Kaveh al Hashem, the schar of Kaveh al Hashem is, Chazek v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem, you're going to have a higher level of bitochen. And there's no greater schar in that. There's no greater schar in the serenity, the shalva, the tranquility, the security of a person that has the recipe of security to every situation, the answer and solution for calm, and Yishev Adas, and Simcha Sachayim, Sameach Bechote, in every single situation in the world. This is the Mid Betochen. And this is the greatest drive for us. It's partially exciting to be able to work on Betochen. It's exciting to be able to work on Betochen. This is what we started tonight. You could be a Maimon, be a Lav Davka Betech. We have to grow our Midas of Betochen. We have the Ilan, but we have to develop the Pri. B'siyata D'shmaya. B'tarachta.